Hey guys, here's your high five, five strong minutes for your Thursday morning. So I got called into action last night. The athletic director at my son's high school said, we need a public address announcer. It's fall break. Can you fill in? And he almost sounded embarrassed. It's like, of course, I love being out on a Friday night at high school games, Saturday at college, Sunday at the NFL. So being at a freshman game on a Wednesday night for me with, I don't know, about 100 people in the stands, it was fun. Although I do hear things out of the stands, and I understand that parents are there to support their kids, but when I'm hearing the screaming of, tackle him, well, no kidding, coach, you've got the wrong guy in the play. What are you thinking? What are you doing? Guys, these coaches are making next to nothing. I mean nothing. And screaming at freshman referees, they make nothing. We have a problem in our state, a referee shortage. That's another rant for another time. So I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the passing of Mr. B, Bill Bidwell, passing away at 88 years of age. A gentleman, soft-spoken, did a ton, I mean a ton, behind the scenes to help out those in need, especially down in Bob Chule. So my buddy, the late Joe Garagiola Sr. and I would go to Bob Chule with Sister Martha, and I remember Joe ranting about this many times of, you know, Mr. B gets a bad rap, Brad. Everybody thinks Mr. B is just this guy that is tight with his money, that can't win football games, it's not a very good owner, so on and so forth. And that's another discussion. But I felt like yesterday there was a little too much of, well, what are the wins and losses versus, you know how many lives that guy touched without wanting people to know? And to Joe G's credit, Joe Garagiola Sr.'s credit, back in the day he would defend him at length. And I was down there with him many times with Sister Martha, and she would talk about, you know, the work that Mr. B would do and how he didn't want any attention. So condolences to the Bidwell family. And moving forward, I think there'll be lots of tributes, as there should be. Yesterday, Larry Fitzgerald was very eloquent, as was Ron Wolfley and others. I do believe that the next story that has to be addressed is the future of the Cardinals with the Bidwell family. Whenever this happens in pro sports, was everything laid out from an estate standpoint and the taxes for inheritance? We've seen messes happen in Miami with the Dolphins, with the Robbie family, and in New York they had to bring in a separate group to come in with the Giants. So there's some things that on the business side, it's very early, but I do think it does bear watching. So tonight I've got to make the decision, Dodgers, Washington, or Rams, Seattle. This is going to be a great TV viewing night. And then I'm starting to look ahead to the college football weekend. So Jim Harbaugh supposedly is not under any fire at Michigan. Well, they haven't played Ohio State yet, and they play Iowa. Iowa's been one of the surprise stories this season. Here's Jim Harbaugh.
They're consistently good, have been for many years, and probably the thing that strikes you the most about them is that they're consistently really good in all three phases.
Well, you look at Iowa, and if they beat Michigan, the ramping of heat on Harbaugh is only going to pick up. But those that I trust in the college world say he's absolutely safe. I think the biggest story so far in college football is Auburn. Gus Malzahn's done a great job, and they have a matchup Saturday to watch, big time one, against Florida. Here's Malzahn.
Oh, it's going to be a real test, there's no doubt. They got excellent defense that can really run. They're aggressive. Their defense coordinator is aggressive type coach. We're expecting a really good test.
Then you have Ohio State, the Buckeyes against Michigan State. While Michigan State's offense isn't very good, i.e. the ASU game, although you could give ASU's defense the credit, for Ryan Day and the Buckeyes, they have just been rolling up points, and now they meet a good Michigan State defense.
They have a defensive system that has been challenged for years and years, so they have answers. So if you run a play against them, they have the answer right away. They're really good at knowing what the defense is. They're not super complicated, but they have answers to everything that you do.
So on the college football front for me, my weekend is really going to be laser focused on Colorado, U of A. For those of you that are ASU fans are going to say, hey, U of A, Brad, they're no good. I don't know that as fact, okay? They weren't good against Hawaii. Hawaii is better, I think, than what people gave them credit for. If there's a quarterback controversy that does erupt with Gunnell and Khalil Tate, that makes Kevin Sumlin's job very, very interesting in Tucson. I want the ASU-U of A game to mean something. Every year I say this, I want both teams to come in undefeated at some point. At some point, our great state needs to have both programs be relevant. I don't like it when one is down and one's just mediocre. That is your high five for this Thursday. Make it a great day.